No.
Welcome to the My Haunt Life Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the My Haunt Life Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Russell.
And this is going to be something a little bit different. This won't be a full podcast episode. What we have is a brief interview with Anna and Marley from the Shine On Collective about their new show, To the Wild. We were able to catch a preview of this show, and we wanted to get that interview out before the show started.
To the Wild opens this weekend and is also running next weekend.
So here is a quick interview with Anna and Marley.
Mike and I are standing here with Anna and Marley from Shine On Collective. Mike and I just attended a rehearsal for the upcoming show, To the Wild. Hi, Anna. Hi, Marley.
Hello.
We have a couple questions for you. This show is opening this weekend, and you have an interesting thing going on with multiple venues, and you're delving into some territory that you've never delved into before. So most people will know you from the Devoted series of shows, which Mike and I were huge fans of. Tell us a little bit about the venues here and what you're planning.
Sure. Do you want to take this one first?
Sure. Okay, so our first venue is McLeod Ale in Van Nuys, which is where we currently are. It's a really cool brewery that's been open for about a year. They have really great beer.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing location for us to work with. And we kind of build the show around this location, actually. Yeah. And then our second location is in Culver City. It has a similar vibe. And it's also going to have a bar and really great beer drinks.
Yeah, we have this space for the first weekend, and the second space is behind the Attic Theater. We're actually going to be in the back of it, it's called the Chromaloom Theater, but it's not as much of a traditional theater space. And we're going to make it a makeshift brewery as well, because the idea was the main characters that you meet are employees at a brewery.
And during the pre-show, people will actually be able to be at the bar and mingling. They'll be interacting with characters, correct?
It is. Yeah, correct. So we'll have people at the bar. Probably the first couple minutes, we'll let them go to the bar, get a drink, patronize all the beers and everything that we've got going on here. And you will interact with our main characters who are employees or they're working at the bar. They'll kind of give you a sense of why you're there, who they are. You'll also, and I know you guys didn't get the pre-show, we got pushed into like starting the show. It's really part of the show to experience the pre-show. We'll have like even some items for them to explore just to get to know the characters more. You might find something that someone left on a table that you can kind of delve through for those who are, more prone to doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it is new material. I forgot to answer that with your first question, but it is, new subject matter. And a new format completely.
For us.
Especially after doing Devoted for like 6 months concentrating on it. This is a very different experience in a bunch of ways.
Mm-hmm.
This is based on Irish folklore. Where did that inspiration come to you from?
Part of it was the brewery idea.
Yeah, that's kind of where it first came from. We had the space first, and we decided, this is going to be great. What do we want to explore? What do we want to delve into? And the Irish folklore came out of that.
Yeah, it's a very, for the first space, it's a very like British-style pub. We went with Irish, of course, instead of British, so we kind of veered away from it. But we liked the idea of playing with something where you hear about folklore that's very old in a brewery that's very new, but inspired by, these traditions or these types of places that have existed for ages. So that's really where the idea was born of.
Yeah, and we were interested in stories or even ways that people try to be happy or try to deal with fears or issues Drinking is one of those, and I think stories is another.
Yeah, I think too the sort of strange intimacy you get at a bar with people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like we went to play around with the idea of being at a bar and being kind of the story is really that you're supposed to be patrons at the bar, and that's established kind of pre-show and at the beginning, and then you get kind of thrown more and more into the lives of these people.
One of the cool things about this show is that it's fun and happy for the most part. And at least for me, it's a big departure, especially coming off of Devoted. So it's really interesting to see you guys grow and not pigeonhole yourselves into a certain genre. So I thought that was really good. But of course, the horror geek in me is will there be horror in the future still?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, we already have some shows in the lineup.
Yeah, our next show is going to be not fun and happy at all again. And not, yeah, it's going to be very different. So yeah, I'm glad that that makes you smile. Awesome. Yeah, our next show is going to go, I mean, it's not going to, you know, we don't want to redo Devoted. I mean, unless we were redoing actually Devoted. But we don't want to just, like, keep doing shows that are, like, Devoted. But we're going to do something moody.
I think this show is definitely us, like, trying to stretch our wings and see, like, what else can we do? And can we? Yeah, literally. And, yeah, what do we want to be doing? And, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And what... what makes us happy and you guys happy?
Yeah, I think we wanted to try
something.
Yeah, right. I think we wanted to try something completely different before, like you said, before pigeonholing ourselves to try. And it's a different time of year, you know, although we'll be doing something a lot darker in summer. But it's still a different time of year and a different season and just a different time to try out different things. Of course, there's still sort of I see this one as happiness tinged with melancholy or something still, but definitely not what Devoted was, which was sad and also horrific. And I think we'll definitely be exploring sad and horrific things again in the near future.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. One of the way too perky.
I can be perky sometimes about horror. One of the things that Marley, you just touched on, there is a sense of loss. Yeah. And how people deal with that very heavily through this show, even though it's some of the happiness is covering for something. But so you definitely, you're definitely going in a different direction. But I also totally relate to the fact that you guys are aiming for an emotional core that is going to hit your audience hard, which I really enjoyed about this show.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah, that's definitely one of the things. We didn't want it to be just happy, happy, happy. There's definitely some real feelings underneath it that we're exploring. Which is what we didn't devote it to, so maybe that's our thing, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, really, we'll have been doing this for like a year in the summer, so I think we just wanted to make sure our first year we just do a bunch of different things and try different stuff out and, you know, really show what different emotions we can explore, what different ideas we can explore, even if one of them's happy in there somewhere at one point.
We don't want anyone to get too comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. Changing it up.
So you open this weekend and you have another set of shows the following weekend. So that's only two weekends. What is the chance of there being more shows added?
You're putting the microphone to me.
Like, do you know?
Small. It's possible, but we have not discussed it yet, so.
Yeah, we definitely haven't, like, looked into it seriously yet or told our cast to, save days or anything. I feel like that's something we kind of did with Devoted, but we didn't do it with this one. I also think we may be moving into the next show pretty quickly after this one. Yeah, so we might not want this one to run for as long as some of our other shows have, which was, like, at least maybe 3-4 weeks. So it's not likely. It's possible. I mean, if enough people say that they want to come, we could maybe do an encore night or something. It's possible. Yeah. But, yeah, it's not something we've considered seriously yet. I think, too, this one will bring in more audience all at once. So we thought that it didn't need as many weekends or as much time because we've got bigger chunks than what we've had previously.
And you're also offering an upgraded ticket. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what the person that gets that ticket can expect?
Yeah, so the adventurer ticket includes an additional one-on-one scene, a beer from the bar, and also a special trinket.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their additional one-on-one is a built into the pre-show, but certain people will get that.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for everything that you've created. Where can people find more information about you guys?
they can visit us online at shineoncollective.com. And we're the Shine On Collective on Facebook. On Twitter, we're at Shine On Shows. And now we're on Instagram. We're very new on Instagram. We don't have that much up there yet, but we will over time. But we're on Instagram, I think, at Shine On Collective.
Great. Well, thank you so much and have an amazing set of shows. And I can't wait to see what you have next.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited for you guys to see what we have next. Yeah.
Thanks for the chat.
Yeah.
So a huge thank you to Anna and Marley for sticking around and answering some questions for us. So Russell, even though we saw a preview, I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, it's a really fun concept for a show. And as I mentioned in the interview, based on Irish folklore, they didn't mention a couple of very specific aspects of the characters that you encounter, and we're not going to spoil that now, but it really is a fun, immersive vibe. Lots of little individual scenes were given to each patron. I think you'll have a good time with this show if you like immersive stuff.
Yeah, it is a little bit different from their usual offering, but it's different in a good way.
Definitely emotional, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And Russell, you're actually going back to see the finished product this weekend, right?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to score one of the tickets, and I'm going to be seeing it Friday night, I believe.
So it'll be interesting to see the changes that they made and see everything in its place and at 100% when you go back.
Correct. Because it was a preview, I know that there were some technical lighting things that are going to be different than when I see it during the run of the show. I'm looking forward to it a lot, actually.
So again, thank you to Anna and Marley for their time. And this opens this weekend. There are two locations. The first location this weekend is in Van Nuys, and the second is in Culver City. We will have all the information in the show notes, as well as links to the Shine On Collective and all their social media. So thank you for listening to this. I don't know. What would you call it?
It's like a mini-sized podcast. Much like, you know, you'd have a fun-sized Snickers, Mike, or I would have a fun-sized Kit Kat.
Mini-sized Snickers are what they're called. Snickers minis, I think. So,
well, I prefer Kit Kat, so...
Yeah, but again, you went with Snickers first, so I think subconsciously...
It meant nothing.
Okay, you say so. Anyways...
Thank you for listening to this mini fun-sized podcast from My Haunt Life.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Russell.
See ya.
Stop embarrassing me, Mike. Jeez.